זהו זכר נשמה זוכר יחס קדושה גם לבם יהודה מסך קדושה וזדף קוף תזבוב. פרק כל כסווה פרק שישה עשר. זוק למשנה בסייעתא דשמיא. כל ספרי קודש, ספר תורה, נביאים, כסובים, may be safe from a fire on Shabbos, even if it requires a lot of work, and we allow them to be carried into a mavoi, even if it doesn't have an eriv, which normally would not be permitted to carry into. This is so whether these svarim are read from in the base medrash, like the Torah and Nevi'im, or not, kesuvim, which are not read, like the Gemara will explain. This is so even if the svarim are written in languages other than Lashon Kodesh. Svarim, even if they're written in other languages, need geniza if someone doesn't want them anymore. Mishnah explains, kesuvim were not read because the Rabbanim were concerned that people would only read those interesting books, those only interesting svarim of kesuvim, instead of learning practical halacha, and because the people worked all week, this was the one chance to learn practical halacha. Zakti Gemara, if the Sifrei HaKodesh are written in languages other than Lashon Kodesh, Huna says they may not be safe from a fire on Shabbos, and Rav Chisda says that they may be saved. Gemara says, according to those who say that you're allowed to read from such svarim, all agree that they can be saved. Machalikas is according to the Shita who says that you're not allowed to read from such svarim. Rav Huna says that they may not be read, and therefore they may not be saved either from a fire on Shabbos. Rav Chisda says they may be saved because allowing them to be burned would be disgracing them. Our mission says that svarim written in any language can be saved. Rav Huna says the mission needs to be amended, as can be proven from the next piece of the mission, which says that the svarim need gniza. Now, if they may be saved from a fire, surely they need gniza. Therefore, Rav Huna would say that the mission needs to be amended as follows: the Nevi'im and Ksuvim may be saved only when they're written in Lashon Kodesh. If they're written in another language, they may not be saved, but they still need gniza. Rav Chisda says the Mishnah means to say no. The Nevi'im and Ksuvim written in any language may be saved, and even if they become unusable, they need gniza. In fact, the Gemara Braisa says svarim written in any language may be saved from a fire. Zokta Gemara, Rav Huna will say that the Braisa follows the opinion that such svarim may be read, according to which all hold that they may be saved. In fact, the Gemara Braisa says svarim written in other languages may not be read from, but they still may be saved from a fire. Gemara says machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda is actually machlokes among Tanoim, and this Braisa follows Rav Chisda's view, but Rav Huna has other Tanaim who share his view and who he can rely on. We see this in a Braisa that says, svarim written in any languages may be saved. Rav Yossi says, they may not be saved. Rav Yossi said, Abba Chalafta once found Rabbi Gamliel Beribi, who was reading from a Sefer Iyyuv written in another language, and Abba Chalafta told him, I remember your grandfather, Rabbi Gamliel, stood on the Harabayas, took a Sefer Iyyuv written in another language, and had a builder bury it under a row of bricks. Upon hearing that, Rabbi Gamliel Beribi had the Sefer put in Geniza. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says that Rabbi Gamliel didn't have it buried under the bricks. He poured a bowl of clay on top of it to bury it. Rabbi Yes, where could he have gotten clay in the Har Abayis? And also, how was he allowed to destroy it directly? Rather, you have to leave them to wear away on their own and then bury them. But we see from this Brice that Rav Huna can follow Rabbi Yossi, and Rav Chisda can follow the time of the last Brice that we brought down, that says that these svarim, even though they may not be read, they're allowed to be saved. Braisa says, brachas which were written down, like for example, a siddur, which was not allowed during those times, or a kemeya, that had the Shem Hashem, they may not be saved from a fire on Shabbos, even though they contain the Shem Hashem. The Rabbanon therefore said, so anyone who writes brachas is like someone who burns a Torah, because they have to be left to burn in that type of situation. There was a person who was rumored to write these things, Rabbi Shmuel went to see if it was true. When the person heard he was coming, he took the written brachas and threw them into the water to destroy them. Rabbi Shmuel told them, destroying them was worse than writing them in the first place. Reish Galusa asked Rabbi Rav Huna, if svarim are written in Lashon Kodesh, but they're written with an inferior ink which will fade, are you allowed to save those svarim on Shabbos from a fire? On the one hand, it's written in Lashon Kodesh, it should be saved, but on the other hand, it's written in inferior ink, and in that way, maybe it's on a lower level than one written in good ink, written in another language. He said they may not be saved. Reish Galusa asked, I, Rav Nuna, brother Braisa, says that they may be saved. The answer, if there's a Braisa, then we should follow that Braisa. This Braisa that's referred to says that only a Megillah must be written in Diyoy, which is the best ink. It seems that all other svarim may be written with inferior inks as well. If they're allowed to be written like that, we can assume that if it is written like that, then they can be saved from a fire like that on Shabbos. Rav Huna bar Chalav asked Rav Nachman, if there are less than 85 letters remaining in a worn-out Sefer Torah, like the Parsha of Vayehi ben Tzoyah Aharon, which is 85 letters, may be saved from a fire or not? Rav Nachman said, why don't you ask about the Parsha of Vayehi ben Tzoyah Aharon itself? If that's what's written, may it be saved? Rav Huna said, that Parsha has the Shem Hashem, so even without 85 letters, for sure it may be saved. My question is, when there are less than 85 letters that are spread out throughout the Sefer Torah and there's no Shem Hashem written anymore, may it be saved on Shabbos or not? He answered, it may not be saved. Marius the Brisa says if an Aramaic phrase in the Torah like Yigar Sahadusa is written in Lashon Kodesh, it may be saved on Shabbos. Aye, that's less than 85 letters, and still it says it may be saved. And Marius says that's talking about when writing those letters completes the count to 85 letters, but not when it's just that phrase alone. Gemara asks, do these 85 letters need to be together, or even if they're spread throughout the Torah, they may be saved? Gemara says, Rav Huna says they must be together. Rav Chisda says they may even be spread out. In fact, the Braisa says if the letters can be gathered to reach 85, it can be saved. That means that they're scattered around, and you see that they can be saved even when they're scattered around. So Gemara Rav Huna will say that the Braisa means there are words that are spread around. But if there are 85 individual letters, even the Braisa would agree that it can't be saved. Raisa says the parasha of Ahimsaya Oren is enclosed in the Torah with the upside down nuns to teach that it truly belongs somewhere else. Rebbe says it's not correct. Rather, it teaches that it's significant enough to be a complete sefer on its own. That's what the Torah is teaching by bracking it off on itself. Mora says when Rabbi Yonasi said there are seven svarim to the Torah, that would follow Rebbe, who says that Bamidbar is made up of the parasha of Ahimsaya Oren in one sefer. Up to Ahimsaya is one sefer. From the Ahimsaya, the parasha itself is a second, and from the rest of Bamidbar is a third. When you put it together with the other four svarim, there are a total of seven svarim, and that's what the shita would follow when the Rabbi Yonasi, when he says there are seven svarim in the Torah. The comment of the Brises of Shimon Gamliel says that this parasha is destined to be moved to its proper place. It was only inserted there to separate between the two of various that were done, the people complaining for the meat and the people complaining about the difficulty of traveling. In truth, it really belongs in the parasha that describes it, the Golem, the formation of how the Yidden traveled in the Midbar.